This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
From the Mokarum Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so there's two contract extensions that were kind of in the news yesterday. I'll say in the news in so much as one of them was asked about during the Nick Caley press conference. This won't take long. D'Amico Ryans was asked about, hey, where are things at with Stephon Diggs?
We won't get into specifics on free agents. Like, that's a process that'll take its time, so I won't get into specifics on different guys.
Okay, so short answer, shuts it down, doesn't even say Diggs by name. Okay.
Technically, he's not a free agent.
Not a free agent either, thank you,
which I feel like there was an answer given there, whether he intended to or not.
Translate, give me your impression of it.
Diggs isn't technically a free agent until they have to release him to avoid paying him a bonus that or however whatever
so people know why we're talking about this. Monday, February 17th, this coming Monday, Stephon Diggs' contract voids. It ends with the Texans, and there's $16 million and change sitting in future dummy years that all of a sudden that become a 2025 issue. They all hit the Texans in the face that day.
So the contract voids. They're not actively releasing them or anything. But it's an incentive for the Texans to maybe try to get out ahead of it and extend Stephon Diggs. If they want him back, there's practical reasons to pay him even more than you might think Stephon Diggs is worth, just because you're going to be paying that money anyway, so you might as well be getting something out of it if you actually want to bring him back. Now, if you're worried about him because of his age and his injury and everything else like that, I understand if they just take that dead money hit. That's honestly how I read into it from D'Amico, the fact that he basically... Because the question was specifically about Diggs, right?
It was indeed, yes.
Yeah. I mean, so he basically referred to him as a free agent, which it feels like they're probably discussing it. Like, that contract's going to void.
Yeah, I think the overall question with this is, because we're left to translate or interpret that very brief answer by D'Amico. I think, Seth, if I was to say, if you're someone that wants to bring Diggs back, are you more optimistic or less optimistic that it's happening? Because I do want Diggs back. I think he's the best solution of that category of receiver. Like, guy who's done a lot, who's a little older, dealing with injuries, probably cheaper than he would normally be. I think Cooper Kupp is in that group. I think, in a way, Deebo Samuel is kind of in that group. You know, you'd have to trade for both of those guys. Maybe Devontae Adams kind of drifts into that. Diggs, for cost reasons and familiarity reasons, is the one that, to me, makes the most sense. So I want Diggs back at the right price. I am less optimistic that is happening now based on that answer from D'Amico Ryans.
Because
he's not a free agent, so it's not as though, like, he's not allowed to talk about Cooper Kupp if he got asked about Kupp. Asking about Kupp would have maybe been an appropriate thing yesterday because Nick Caley was in the building with Cooper Kupp the last 2 years. Now, you're not going to get an answer because it would be considered tampering. There's no tampering going on with Stephon Diggs, and every other opportunity that D'Amico has had to talk about Stephon Diggs, whether healthy or injured, he has gushed about him for 45 seconds at a time. Mm-hmm. he didn't even refer to him by name in that answer right there. He just said we won't talk about free agents. So that's so he's in the building, you know what I mean? So yeah. You were gonna say something about that, and I interrupted you. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. So the other potential free agent a year from now, shifting over the Astros, is Framber Valdez, who met with the media yesterday via translator and was asked about his potential contract extension, and Framber Valdez says he has not talked to the team about a contract extension yet. Are you surprised that there's been no chatter between Framber and the Astros about a contract extension?
I am. I mean, just by virtue of them making their decision on Kyle Tucker, it feels like, all right, well, Framber's the one that you're going to lock down next. If he makes it to the season, which he's just upon us, I mean, you're getting closer and closer to just where he's going to decide to push it all the way out to free agency.
He should.
I guess, do I just have to accept the inevitable that Framber's not going to, not long for the Astros? That it's someday he's going to leave?
How did you handle Tucker when it was a big topic of conversation, the contract extension? Were you accepting he was gone? Because to me, Kyle Tucker was more gone than Framber is. Kyle Tucker, we know, is looking for like one of those 10 or 12-year deals, which the Astros don't even right. step on the same playground, let alone play in that sandbox.
There's a part of me with the Astros pitchers where, I know they bring guys in and they do incredible job at work with them to get them to the Gerrit Cole level, or, you know, Justin Verlander even really reclaiming some of his previous dominance and all of that. And I just, there's a part of me that feels like at some point just genuinely rewarding your homegrown prospects. Where guys aren't looking at it almost as, I think pitchers around the league look at the Astros as a place where like, yeah, I can go in there and they'll teach me up real good. Then I'll go make a boatload of cash somewhere else. I feel like you lose a little bit of something in just the culture of the place. And especially when Framber is maybe your best example of a guy that was so lost in so many ways as a young player.
Yes.
And they managed to reel him in and focus him and turn him into what he is now, which he's been clearly a top 10 pitcher in the league over the last three seasons.
No question.
In a lot of respects, a top five or higher pitcher. But I've also resigned myself to the fate of pretty much every Astro is going to leave someday.
Yeah, I get it. The pitching thing adds to the dynamic. I don't know, man. Like, this is as consistent a pitcher as there's been, not just coming through the Astros, but in baseball over the last few years. Like, you know, there is a luxury in knowing that you send a guy out there at the beginning of the season and he's going to get you 15 wins, an ERA somewhere in the high twos or low threes. Maybe some seasons better. I mean, in the year they won the World Series, Framber, you could have argued that he was right there with Verlander in terms of being a contender. Verlander won the Cy Young that year in 2022. Yeah. Framber Valdez was the most consistent pitcher in baseball that year. He literally threw a quality start 25 times in a row that year, and he hasn't done that again. But the aggregate of what he's been for the last four seasons, or since the COVID year, so four or five seasons, is that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like he's that. You can pencil him in for certain thresholds every year.
In the last three seasons, he's first in wins in the AL, sixth in ERA, and fifth in innings pitched.
Yeah.
Like that part of it too, that he's been a workhorse, and he's been able to go deep during stretches when you need them to go. You need these guys to go deep into games.
Yep.
All of that is just something that we obviously all know. I think much like Tucker, though, I think in terms of the fan emotion and sentiment, the difference between his regular season and his postseason is it's gotten kind of glaring.
Yeah.
And I think the feeling of, Framber has not been the same guy in the playoffs, that probably makes it a little easier emotionally.
A little bit. He's a bit of a weird one because when he's been bad in the playoffs, he's been really bad. When he's been good in the playoffs, he's been amazing. You know, like it's been very up and down. Like he's had good postseasons. The problem
He's not like he's got some slump that he just, you know, that he sucks in the playoffs or anything.
Like Kyle
he just
Tucker,
hasn't been the same consistently awesome dude.
Yeah. Like Tucker, the postseason for Tucker's been a problem like over the course of like entire postseasons the last two or three years. But it's a point well taken. Like Framber is far from, in the postseason, you're right. Like he's He's from a reliability standpoint, he's far from what he is in the regular season. No
right.
question.
He's not Clayton Kershaw earlier right. in his career.
Yes.
But he's not regular season Framber.
Yeah. So
he Frambers too much in the playoffs.
He does. I'm just surprised that Framber was saying they hadn't any conversations about an extension yet. You know,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No.
I feel like Framber's, my agent will take care of this type of guy. And his agent may have actually been in deep conversation with him and he wouldn't even know.
That's true.
He is just like, I'm off building a church back in my home city. There you go.
That's a great point. Alex Bregman, a day later, we know that Alex Bregman has agreed to terms with the Boston Red Sox, 3 years, $120 million. Joe Espada yesterday saying he's happy for Breggy.
I'm happy for Alex. I know the news are not official yet, but I'm happy for him. He made his decision, so now it's time for all of us just to move forward and turn the page.
So there you go. So Espada's happy for him, and that's what you do. You got to move on. Now, Dana Brown was a little more guarded when he met with the media yesterday. Pitchers and catchers reported yesterday, for those who are unaware. They had a media day yesterday in West Palm Beach. Seth and I will be down in West Palm Beach about 10 days from now, Monday the 24th. We'll start off a week of shows from Astros.
With Spo Lane as well.
With Spo will be there as well. Yep. So that'll be fun. Dana Brown was asked about Bregman, and he was going a little more by the book. He said, I can't comment on that.
I've heard about it. I don't think it's official yet, but I won't comment on that.
And then the follow-up was, oh, come on, give us something. So he said this.
If it's true, I'm happy for Bregman. He had a great run here, and so that's all pretty much I can say about it.
Okay. So Dana Brown not as effusive in his joy for Alex Bregman, it looks like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, he's very careful about not running. He doesn't want to screw up the CBA type stuff. Yeah. You know, like he doesn't. And I think that accounts for a lot of the ways he was speaking almost mystically about the prospects of Alex Bregman coming back.
Yeah.
They're like, not allowed to say that they're out on a free agent. So right. He didn't want to say that conclusively.
Right. So he would say, yeah, we're still having internal conversations while doing the wanking motion with his left hand. He didn't do that.
You know what he had said yesterday? I don't have the audio of it, but it got me thinking about Altuve even in more in depth in left field.
Yeah.
When he talked about the challenge of playing left field, think about Mr. Base Running Error, Jose Altuve. When you think about this quote from Dana Brown, you've got the elements of base runners throwing the ball and keeping double plays in order. We'll see how that goes. I'm like, oh boy. Yeah. All right. You know, at second base, it's right there in front of you. You've got like physical obstructions as you're playing second base to remind you of exactly where you should go with the ball and everything. Left field, it's a lot to keep track of.
Yeah.
It feels a little bit like Altuve taking too big a lead or not tagging up or something. Yeah, I get nervous about that part of it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's throwing it to second when you're trying to gun. You're supposed to be gunning down a guy at third. guy's tagging up on a sack fly, and he's just tossing it back into second base instead of trying to get him out at home.
They think I can't throw to first from left field. I'll show them.
Watch this.
Watch this.
So,
just losing track of
everybody. Yeah, showing off.
I thought the center fielder was the cutoff guy.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I mean, we have to take that into account. Altuve's got some of the most egregiously bad base running errors we've ever seen in baseball. And we largely forgive him for it.
Oh,
but in left field, it would be that much harder.
You just torpedoed my morning with that. Payne and Pendergast with you. Texts rolling in on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. MLB win leader since 2020. Framber Valdez. Yep. We pointed out the consistency with the stats. For sure. I don't understand why you wouldn't trade Framber and get maximum return if you're not going to sign him. The Astros window could have been open a lot longer, and they traded guys in their final year to restock the farm system. I think the Astros are trying to play the middle on this one. I think trading Tucker made sense. I don't think they were just going to unconditionally trade Kyle Tucker. I think it was very specific to the package that the Cubs were able to offer them, because the Bregman leaving, which I think they've known is going to happen for a long, long time. So I think the first sign that Bregman was the first outward sign of moves they were making, where you knew Bregman wasn't coming back, was them trading Kyle Tucker to get Isak Paredes here to play third base. To me, in retrospect, that's what it was. I think trading Tucker, it had to be the right package, and in that package, you got an all-star third baseman. You got a starting pitcher who has real potential that you feel like is a pitcher that could go through your car wash with his stuff and become one of those next guys, and a high-level prospect in Cam Smith. I don't think they were putting Kyle Tucker on the auction block. I think this was a very specific Cubs thing. So I think they're kind of playing the middle on this thing, where if the right deal comes up, you trade a guy. I think the right deal came up where they felt like it would keep them competitive in the short term and would make them competitive in the long term. They would trade Framber, too. That deal just doesn't exist right now.
It's a good point. They're not in fire sale mode.
Correct.
They're not trying to tank over the next two seasons. So they've got I think they're gonna treat each situation as, all right, can we stay competitive when we get this deal with Kyle Tucker? They got guys back who can help immediately and in the future, especially if Cam Smith works out. That makes a lot of sense. I mean, Cam Smith, he's just a prospect at this point, but people are very, very high on Cam Smith.
Oh, yeah.
I think when it comes to Framber, I think it's a great point, Sean. Yeah. I don't think that he's untouchable or that they wouldn't trade him.
Yeah.
And it could even be an in-season trade, depending on what they get back from him and where the Astros are. If they feel like it, they can still compete. And with that, remember, with Framber, maybe they're totally open to trading Framber. They want to see what Luis Garcia, Christian Javier, Lance McCullers, where those guys are by the trade deadline.
I hadn't even thought about that. That's a really good point.
If you've got the opposite of the pitcher health that they had last year, if you've got really healthy pitchers as you approach the trade deadline, I think there's a very good possibility Framber gets traded.
If the package includes one or two major league ready guys who are under team control for 3 or 4 years, as opposed to Framber, who's under control for another 6 months, and a couple prospects. That's a package I think they would listen to for Framber Valdez, for sure. All right, headlines. The Nick Caley press conference, we'll keep digging into that. One of the strangest Rockets games of the year. They lost. It was one of the strangest and more entertaining games last night against Golden State. We'll get to all that in headlines coming up next.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.